Tape marker. Action.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
I'm JC at Squint84 on Twitter.
What's going on, JC? How you doing over there, man?
Good. Kids are asleep, so better.
Awesome. Yes, yes, man. See, I want to be just like you when I grew up, when I get to get the kids to bed on time, man. That's awesome. Before 9 o'clock, so that way you can watch whatever you want to watch, watch movies, yeah. Watch, you know, catch up on film.
I know you and Angela don't have kids right now, but the trick is when you do try and get them to bed early at a younger age, so it's a little bit easier as they get older. Just get them in the routine.
For sure, man. Yeah. I need to do that. Oh yeah. Gotta get on the A game on that.
when that time comes, we'll talk. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we'll have to talk. But let's get right to it, guys. I mean, this is our we've been so excited for this. When I first saw the notification for this, that the trailer got released, I was so excited. I was like, dude. Okay, this is something different, I hope. And it's very, I didn't know what to expect, just, you know, and going into this, on IMDb, it says Eternals, but I could have sworn it was The Eternals on YouTube notification. But hey, I'm going to call it The Eternals, what it says. And we're going to go real quick on the description here. The saga of the Eternals, a race of immortal beings who lived on Earth and shaped its history and civilization. Wow. So they've been here for a long time. They've been here all along. Why didn't they help out? I have no idea. We'll find out.
They got a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man. I mean, I'm so excited for this. I didn't realize how soon it comes already. So that was, I had to look at the release date as well. That's pretty crazy how soon it comes already. And yeah, let's get right to it. JC, you excited for this?
Yeah, let's take a look. I'm excited to see this.
All right, let's get right to it, guys. Yeah. That should be a poster right there.
It will be. Disney's gonna make it a poster.
Yeah.
Thank you for this.
Oh, you're welcome.
So now that Captain Rogers and Iron Man are both gone, who do you think's gonna lead the Avengers?
I could lead them.
Okay. All right, man. All right, let's get right to it. So wait, what was your Okay, so I guess I'll go ahead and since I already know what I want to say. While we got that opening sequence, you know, it's very different from seeing than a regular Marvel film that we've known to see. And, you know, I'll say it again. I'll probably keep saying it every time they mention the Eternals film or just the Eternals trailer itself. I feel like this movie is just so different. Opening sequence right here, we get a different kind of feel for this movie. It doesn't feel like a Marvel movie. I don't know if that's just me. I know everyone probably could have, I mean, everyone has their own point of opinion here. Did it feel like a Marvel movie for you, JC, when it first opened?
Not really. This, honestly, it felt like when you see like primitive humans, caveman, and then an alien ship shows up, I was like, okay, is this another Stargate? really?
Yeah.
You know, but it's different. I mean, I didn't know anything at all about Eternals. I know I'm on a geek podcast, but you know, can't know everything, right? And so I wasn't very familiar with them. So this trailer, I was interested to see, okay, where are we going to go? Because this is really like the first MCU film where we're not going to have a characters we've already seen. We're not going to have characters we've seen previously. Yeah. It's not based around that.
As far as we know, yes. As far as we know, because it doesn't have anyone listed in the trailer or anything like that. And again, Marvel could put an end credit scene there where it kind of combines it all and it combines it with the MCU altogether. But they do know who the MCU is, so to speak. They do know who the Avengers are because they mentioned at the very end of this trailer here. And just to know this, I mean, these are immortal beings. And so that's a fact right there. They, as far as superhuman powers, you know, we don't know exactly what their powers are per se yet, but to actually go into dissect all this information, just like you can only guess, like, you know, just time. I mean, I don't know. It's going to be a huge guess to me what kind of powers they have, but it's just, they're really high, strong. You can only imagine how powerful their powers are really. Cause it looks like they shape the whole entire planet/world. I mean, it looks pretty remarkable.
And you know, hearing at the end that they've been there for thousands of years, and when you look back on the trailer, thinking back on it, it's very much like, okay, the trailer's really showing where they've been throughout parts of human history. So I'm wondering, as a guy who majored in history in college, what famous things did they really kind of have a part in? But they're trying to say, you know, like Assassin's Creed always explored that, and you know, how is that going to impact it? Like most of the trailer feels like it was a flashback sequence. Like for all we know, that trailer could be like 5 minutes of the movie where they're explaining what they've been doing over thousands of years.
True. You know? True. And we get this A-list cast here. I mean, we got Angelina Jolie, Selma Hayek, which is funny. I know you don't know this, JC, but Richard Madden, he actually plays Robb Stark. We have Robb Stark and Jon Snow together once again, guys. So Kit Harington, they're back. It's awesome. I can't wait. And I know you said we got a glimpse of him, of Kit Harington, which I actually saw this time because we actually recorded this twice, guys. I forgot to hit the record button. I'll admit it. I forgot to hit the record button last time. Yeah, huge mistake, huge party foul. So I'm bad about myself, but yeah, on that. But we actually get to see Richard Madden in here, which is funny because the last time, well, besides Game of Thrones, really, the last thing I can remember is because my wife really loves the remake of Cinderella. He plays Prince Charming in Cinderella in the Disney live action. Yeah, the live action one. So to see him actually come out, to see them work together again, it's going to be huge. It's great. I love how this is already shot. I feel like this is going to do really good movement shots here that I love. It's a very dramatic film. And I love that because I feel like Marvel, hopefully this movie is the one that's going to really hit that emotional aspect of it. And all that. I just feel like it's really going to shape the Marvel movies from then on. And I hope it really does good in the box office. I hope it, you know, it's a strong story. Hopefully everyone gets to enjoy this movie because I feel like it's not only going to bring regular Marvel moviegoers here, but I feel like it's going to bring new Marvel fans into this movie because it's something totally different, very dramatic. This is actually directed by Chloe, which she just won an Oscar for No Man's Land. So to know that your director already came off of an Oscar win is a huge plus. I mean, that's 100% plus right there. I mean, expectations, I know you said it's pretty high, right, when it comes to something like this.
First of all, this movie had me at Selma Hayek. Like, I'm good to go. Still beautiful. Oh yeah, there's going to be a lot, in a way, a lot of pressure on this film, as well as expectations. Oscar-winning director. Potentially the first film, I think it's got a November release date. So the first MCU film that's going to have just a simple theatrical release. I don't think there's a Disney Plus plans for this film. So this is going to be the one getting people back in the theater. And you almost have a feel like a lot of people aren't familiar with these characters much the same way people weren't familiar with Guardians of the Galaxy when that came out.
Yeah.
So somewhat there's a bit of pressure. Guardians. Okay.
I feel like Guardians though was like and same thing with this one. It could be the same scenario there. I agree with you there. I just feel like it's like, hey, let's go watch it. Let's give it a chance in a sense, because I feel like with the Guardians trailers, and this is coming from like a DC fan, I did not mind the trailers. The trailers were funny. They were great. I love Guardians 1. And to know that is just to get other moviegoers out there, to get just the regular moviegoers out there, besides being the Marvel fans, DC fans, just get people and get their butts in the seats again. I feel like this is one of those movies that's really going to shape us, because it's, I feel like this is going to be very dramatic, because 2 months later we get, or a month later we get Spider-Man, which I feel like that's going to be more lighthearted, is going to be called, just more, you know, just more energetic fun. And everything. Yeah. Yeah, more fun and all that. So that's another good thing to note. So, I mean, yeah, it just is. Hopefully these, if not this one, I know for sure the Suicide Squad is going to do it.
Yeah. That'll be in September, I think.
Or yeah. August, September. Yeah.
Yeah. It's there's a very aggressive schedule on comic movies over the next year or so. Black Widow kind of kicks it off, and then Suicide Squad, Venom, Venom 2, Eternals, Spider-Man. Yeah. Just go look at the schedule of releases. Yeah. That, you know, Disney's got a pretty aggressive schedule ahead of it. So it's going to be...
I'm excited.
Everyone's playing catch up. And all that stimulus money you've been saving up, people, you're going to be spending it now over the next year. That's really what it's going to be about. So
Exactly, man. All right, guys. Well, any final thoughts? I guess real quick, the speculation I wanted to mention is that if this somehow fits in, I kind of feel like, again, I could be totally wrong here, I kind of feel like they come about when Tony makes the snap, when he brings the I kind of feel like that awakens them. I feel like I kind of feel like that's going to be the backstory here, and we're going to be like, oh, we awoken again, or something of that nature, because obviously this has to do something with Endgame, or
something has had to happen after Endgame, or just the whole 5 years that triggers something. Yeah. Like, I mean, for, I don't know necessarily they've been asleep, but they've just kind of been hiding in plain sight. Infinity War snap, take out half of them as well. I know they're immortal, but were they affected by it? You know?
Yeah.
How were they affected by that, and how they came, did those people come back 5 years later? And now they're getting involved. It's like, hey, we're supposed to be immortal beings. What's going on here? You know?
Yeah.
Something has to have happened to them specifically. Maybe one of their own dies and they have to, intervene at this point. It's like, whoa, hold on. We're not bothering anybody. Not one of us is dead. Now we have a problem. So
exactly.
What's going to bring them out? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So many speculations here, and I can't wait to see exactly how they're going to fit in the MCU, but I'm excited, man. Are you excited for this trailer?
Yeah, definitely. This is going to be around the time where it's getting packed people in theaters. I'm ready for things to get back to normal.
For sure. Same here.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I'm excited, man. All right, guys, if you have not already, hit that subscribe button. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, Acronal Ryan 680. JC.
I'm JC from the Countdown City Geekcast, and Ryan and I, of course, on the Island of Reality podcast. Go check that out wherever you get your podcasts with our wives.
Reality talk show, guys.
Yes.
I'll leave a link on the comments down below. All right. Yep. Check y'all later. Peace.
See ya.